Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches' play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLab joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products are pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume.
What up, y'all? It's T-Bop from Snaps, presented by FanDuel. Now, we're a college football show, but I'm a massive NBA fan. Now, I'm a Pelicans fan, which can be a trying existence at times, and well, the news about Zion's been no fun lately, but whatever. I love the NBA, right? And if you love the NBA, there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. But why, T-Bop? Well, the app is safe, secure, it's easy to use. FanDuel has exclusive offers, boosts, and you know stuff going on all the time. When you win, very importantly, you get paid fast. And FanDuel has lots of ways to play, okay? Spread, moneyline, over-unders, totals, player props, individual same-game parlays, multi-game parlays. It's all there with the live betting. It doesn't matter if you're running up late, you got to your party late, you're hanging out with the fellas, the girlfellas, whatever. The point is, live betting, I mean, you can jump right in, you can bet with your friends, and you too can be cheering for these same things. So, what are you waiting for? Okay, download the FanDuel app today and let's start to make every moment more with FanDuel. Promo code SNAPS. 21 or older in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369-NY. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Indiana, Minnesota, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342, Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com. Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP, Louisiana. Visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org, Maryland. 1-800-522-4700, Wyoming. Or visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia. Snaps, it is Thursday, March 30th, 2023, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm one of your hosts, T-Bob Hebert, joined as always by the legendary, the beautiful, recently snipped man, Aaron Murray. Aaron, brother.
How you doing? Today was a good day.
I feel awful.
Forward. I know you feel awful because you got to get your kids sleep trained. Mom's on call. For those who have kids listening, mom's on call. The kiddos sleep like a damn champ. You put them on it and you say, listen here, sucker. You're going to bed here and we ain't coming into your room till here. So there's no use of bitching and moaning. That's what's going to be. And they did it. It's great. It's been phenomenal. So 7-7.
But have you run into the situation with little man though, where he's like, Dad, I'm just terrified. I'm just terrified because my heart was broken.
You put a nightlight in his room.
She has a nightlight. We have a nightlight. Yeah. But the other day, it's like, no, I know Thomas cried out for show. And that's what we're doing with the baby. It's not the baby. It's a little bit of the baby, but I'm not worried about that. Baby's dumb. They'll cry it out. They'll be fine. But yeah, my oldest one the other day was punching herself in the head, crying, saying she can't control. It's like, I can't control my brain. And I'm like heartbroken. I'm like, I know, dude. I get that feeling. I was super scared little kid. I used to get nightmares all the time. I absolutely hate it. My parents used to clown me because they could hear my chubby self just like boom, 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 like pounding down the stairs, come run into their bed constantly. So I don't know. It was a bad night for your boy last night, though.
We had a bad few nights to make you feel. We had a bad few nights that had nothing to do with crying, more of stomach bug, throwing up at midnight.
Yeah.
And then wants to watch a movie. I'm like, no, buddy. He throws up. We go upstairs. We're changing his, we're getting him clean. We're changing the bed. And he's playing with his toys. Nothing happened. And he looks at me. He's like, Dad, I want to go watch a movie. I'm like, no. He's like, I want to go watch Incredibles. I'm like, Maddox, it is 1 o'clock in the morning. We're going to bed. No, I want to watch Incredibles. Can I have Gatorade and Incredibles? I'm like, oh my God. No,
Gatorade and Incredibles. Dead. Hell yes, dude.
Yeah.
Jeez, crackers. Thomas Dare says, my 5-year-old gave me the terrified guilt trip. Tried to make her cry it out. She cried so hard she threw up and pissed herself.
Oh my God.
that's excellent, geez. Thomas. Misery loves company. That's funny. That Gatorade of Incredibles combo sounds like the toddler version of something that I used to love to do in sixth grade. When I was, a chubby, very pale white kid with a buzz cut and braces. I looked like a young Uncle Fester. And I used to sneak down to the basement with a giant box of Goldfish. And do you remember Mondos? Ooh. Did you ever have a Mondo? They had the little twist caps and they were like these squeeze bottle things. Well, anyway, Goldfish, Mondos, and BET for hours on end. Nice. Just watching Big Booty shake, little chubby T-Bob in the suburbs of Atlanta. Just watching Big Booties while slamming Goldfish and Mondos. A little salty, sweet mix. Absolutely
Swaggy T-Bob back in the day. I think I did that one time with American Pie.
Yeah.
But somehow, when I was crushing the Goldfish and Gatorade, my dad walked in on the lesbian scene and, I got some shit.
Yeah,
for him to walk in was that where they're whipping out the things and I'm just like, geez.
Oh, wait, is this American Wedding? Is this American Wedding that we're talking about when they're having this sex party at their house?
I think it's the first one where they're painting the house and the two girls go up into the room. Wasn't that the first one?
I mean, my only memory of super risque content in the first one is when Jim is filming Shannon and Elizabeth in his room, right? And then Jim ends up fucking the apple pie and Jim's dad catches him in the kitchen. There is in the third one, they have the bachelor party with Mr. Belvedere, which is a pretty excellent sequence as well. I just remember being a little kid whenever you're watching something on Shady on television. You had to have the jump back button ready to go, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I would always have, my Nickelodeon set up or whatever, and as soon as I got an inkling of, footsteps on the stairs or, somebody's coming towards the door, bam, jump back to Nickelodeon and get off of Wild on E with Brooke Burke. And then as soon as they're gone, go back to Wild on E. Or even like if you're really lucky, maybe you get like a Girls Gone Wild infomercial, right? And hit one of those like hour long.
We thought we were so sneaky. Our parents knew everything that we were doing. And I feel like we're going to know everything our kids are doing even more because like maybe our parents weren't as tech savvy because all that stuff was still new. But like, you know, like I don't know if my parents knew what the history button was, but I didn't either. But like I know what the history button is. So we'll see if Maddox is smart enough one day to know, you know, to go clear the cookies or not.
Well, and see, so that's the other thing, though. I mean, their technology, if recent history holds true, their technology will be such that even though we think of ourselves as being technologically literate, they will run circles around us, right? And so they'll be winning and getting in, greasing us around the edges that we won't even know exist, which doesn't stress me out too bad because I feel like that's kind of the natural order of things, right? That's part of growing up is figuring out to get into some stuff like that. But we'll see. We'll see. Greg Hendricks says he used to rent porn on DirecTV and they found out when the bill came in. I never got that. I don't think I've ever, I don't know that I've ever paid for anything. Not even like a hotel room either. I do remember watching like the Spice Channel Scrambled back in the day. I remember me and one of my buddies taping over an old WWE page. They had this weird thing where like, if you put on a certain channel in their house, you could go to whatever channel their parents were watching. And one day they were watching like some softcore thing. And so we immediately got out like a VHS that I think had like a pay-per-view taped on it and just recorded the some HBO classic.
I've never heard of softcore. That before.
You guys what are you gonna do, dude?
Little nerdy boys back in the day doing that stuff.
Did you ever find woods porn, Aaron Murray? Like a bag of porn in the woods? This is a real thing. So people always think I'm making it up because it is absolutely lost to time already. But if you Google it or look it up, for generations, nudie mags being stashed in the woods were a very real thing. You can't have in the house. Maybe you're trying to hide it or whatever. Yeah, it is a legitimate societal phenomenon. And I'll never forget being in junior high and I'm at my buddy's house or playing in the woods. And all of a sudden there's this like zip up duffel bag just there in the middle of the woods. Like, what the hell is this, dude? We pop that thing open, just Playboys, Hustlers. It was like it was like finding it felt a bit like the scene in Pulp Fiction when they open up the briefcase and there's just a golden glow, right? Like that's what it felt like unzipping that bag. We had never seen anything like it. And then, once again, dude, you know, we ended up just keeping it in the woods. And then it was just everybody's woods porn. It was.
And T-Bob became the holy grail. This is when T-Bob became the ultimate outdoors kid.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mom, I want to go outside. What's going on here?
T-Bot, T went from playing video games 24/7 to all of a sudden, you know, losing some weight and going for hikes all the time.
My mom used to have to force me outside sometimes. I'd be so happy when it was going to be a rain day. So I knew I could stay inside and play in 64 all day. It was the absolute best. All right. So on today's show, it's going to be a pretty chill Thursday show. We actually have a few things that are maybe not pure football. We got a lot of sexy body work to break down. Look at this, Thomas Dare. I took my first dip and found wood porn on the same day. Incredible. Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable, dude. That's growing up. Hey, that's just growing up in America, dude. But yeah, we're going to talk Will Levis. We got a little Anthony Richin. He had his pro day today. I've got some, we still haven't talked about Kirby sniping at Saban in the media, though I can't wait for Aaron Murray to tell us that Kirby meant nothing by it. He was not talking about Saban. It's just happy coincidence that Kirby's quote just so perfectly countered what Nick Saban had to say a couple of weeks ago. And then I've got a little game that I want to make Aaron play at the end that I haven't told him about it yet. Ooh. That I'm going to make him play, and we'll see how he does. Okay, real quick, let's start here. Did you see the pictures of Will Levis that have hit the internet today? Because our boy is throwing out some thirst traps. And I hope you're watching YouTube.com/thevolume so you can get a better idea of what we're talking about here. If not, pause the podcast, go look up the pictures so you have some context for what we're about to talk about. Brum, are you there? Can you give us the picture of Will Levis? I don't know. He's been impossible to talk to before the show today. Brum seems very busy. I don't mean that from an attacking standpoint, but I do mean that it's going to be a little hard to do this live production. No, I'm not throwing shade at all. I'm saying Look, I'm
our producer doesn't care. He's not here.
I'm fucking tired. My voice is shot. I feel a little sick. Okay. My morale has been a little low. Now, fuck Tennessee. I'm very hyped for this LSU-Tennessee baseball game night. Tennessee about to get these fucking hands, okay? All I'm saying is we are kind of doing a bit here and an entire show here that is going to require a lot of visual aids, and it's going to be a problem if we can't have Brum bring up the pictures, it appears like maybe. Okay, you know what? Then fuck it. We're going to start with Kirby Big Nuts.
I'm going to do it on my phone. Look at this. Just wait for a second. Oh, there's my picture.
It's not going to work on your phone. I did watch Mando. It was excellent. Andy J, today me and you are enemies. Okay. Andy J's a Tennessee fan. Last night, you got to put it in front of your face so we can see it. I don't think you understand how the camera angle works here. Like we're gonna see whatever you see in the live shot. So if you put it in front of your face like this, we'll see. If you put it over here, we're not gonna be able to. Look, this is how I feel about Tennessee today, okay? Fuck Peyton Manning, the entire Manning family. Fuck wow. Pat Summitt. Fuck Tony Vitello. Fuck Phil Fulmer. Fuck Butch Jones, especially Butch Jones, always and forever. Fuck Josh Heupel. Fuck Hendon Hooker. Fuck Arian Foster. That's how it's going down with the Vols today, okay? Because they about to get their ass kicked. They think they're all tight. They had a cute little good football season. Been good in baseball for a couple years. Oh, Rick Barnes and the basketball team were so consistent. Well, guess what? It's over, okay? Tennessee, you had a cute little run here. It's time to go back to being shit. You're not doing anything. Yes, Thomas, fuck Alvin Kamara as well. If you have any association with Tennessee, even tangentially, it's an FU sort of day. So that's what I'm talking about. Everybody go to the box, get it, get crazy.
Let's go.
Yes, we are going to be cool on Monday.
You're out on all volunteers.
All of them.
Hey, bro.
Heavy emphasis on the tears as they're going to be crying by the end of tonight. Paul Skeen's about to put it on that ass. Sorry, though. This is not a college baseball podcast. All right, Brum, are you there?
I am.
Are we back? Okay, cool. Perfect. Can you give me Will Levis?
Give me the Will Levis picture
collage here. Chance Badman says, F Tennessee radio. For beating my Raging Cajuns in the tourney. Absolutely. Dude, you took a shot at Davy Crockett. I mean, he's overrated. What did Davy Crockett ever actually do except for wear a coonskin hat? I don't know anything else that Davy Crockett did.
I like my volunteers who don't get killed, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Here it is. If you're listening on podcasts, Will Levis posts some pictures online. It's before and action pictures from December to March. And he claims the December pictures are the worst shape of his career after injuries. And now in March, he is objectively shredded. And I'll say this. Will Levis, Aaron, at his worst, looks better than I could have ever dreamed of looking at my best. I mean, those are not your typical before pictures. That's like an 8-pack with those sex bones, you know, that V staring me in the face. So already he had a way better.
Sex bones?
I've always called them sex bones. I saw one woman that I follow on Twitter that's very funny that called them cum gutters, which are, you know, pretty. That's a cooler name for him for sure. But he looks incredible before. Afterwards, dude, our guy looks like a straight bodybuilder. I mean, it's borderline insane. He looks like a superhero. As you said, like the afterwards pictures looks like he has more abs than the human anatomy dictates should even be available to have. Like, I feel like I'm counting at least like 14 of them things in that picture. Aaron, is Will Levis
a linebacker
too jacked?
Yes, he's significantly too jacked. There has to be,
and you're being serious.
I'm being dead ass serious in this one. Like, there has to be a level of fluidity with a quarterback. We're not linebackers. I mean, Tim Tebow and Brady Cook are the perfect examples. Like, if your upper body is so big and stiff,
who is Brady Cook, Aaron?
You can't rotate. Brady Quinn. My apologies. Brady Cook is the quarterback from Missouri, actually. So there you go, Brom. That's who Brady Cook is. Brady Quinn. You have to be able to rotate. You have to be flexible. You have to be able to create torque. And when I talk about torque, I talk about the lower body and upper body disassociation. So like a good golfer, like any good quarterback or a pitcher, there is a level where your lower body initiates the power. Your upper body is able to turn to kind of delay the process, and then boom, it's like a whip after that. So if you're so damn stiff and you can't rotate, then at the end of the day, all you're using is arm strength, which that's the misconception about throwing, whether you're a pitcher or a quarterback. Your arm is there to guide the pass. And yes, you do need to be physically strong in certain aspects of the entire shoulder to maintain health, but really you're generating your power from the ground up, from your glutes, from your quads, your hamstrings, your hips, your core, and then your arm is really just guiding the ball in the direction. If you're not using any of that because it's so damn stiff and you're just using your upper body, it's going to create unnecessary wear and tear, and also you're just going to fatigue a lot easier too. So all that probably sounds boring as hell because it kind of goes into the anatomy of throwing, but it's not good. It's not good. Like today we were watching Anthony Richardson. Anthony's big. He's naturally big, but he's not bulky. He's smooth. No. There isn't this grunting when he throws the football. Like I look at Will Levis and it looks like he's trying to, you know, hold in and rip a fart as he's trying to throw a football. There's not that fluidity to it. Anthony
We just showed Levis's throws yesterday, though.
Getting to the point where he has to muscle it because of the loss of that fluidity. That's the problem. You get too strong, you lose that natural whip.
So even though he has absolutely, and by the way, in the before picture says he's 226, and the after he's 230, which is a pretty incredible weight for his size. So look at the after quads. Even though he has massive quads, you're saying the overall stiffness will prohibit him from taking advantage of the quads.
Look at the middle pictures. Look at the middle
pictures. Yeah, it's so tight looking, dude. He looks like a superhero.
You can't tell me like the flexibility from left to right isn't significantly different. I mean, he's ripped in the left one, his arms, but that right one, I mean, you have to have a level for those who are, you know, listening on podcasts, but you have to have a level of being able to externally rotate your arm to be able to pull it back here. And if you're so bulky to create that whip right here, it's that whip. You see, if you see pitchers or quarterbacks and they do the, a picture of them throwing and you see some guys that like their arms are all the way back here. Like Patrick Mahomes, it's almost like all the way back here, that flexibility that he can create, you need that. Whoosh. If you're so damn bulky, you can't get back there. You just can't do it. So I know it looks good. I know you think it's impressive, but look at Tom Brady, man. Tom Brady never touched weights. All he's doing is band workouts. He wants flexibility and he wants length.
Have you seen the pictures of him recently?
Not short months.
He looks great. Oh, are you talking about the Top Gun pictures? I love the Top Gun from the beach pictures for Tom Brady. They're just absolutely fantastic. Just a bunch of fellas having fun, you know? Tom living his best post-divorce life, literally.
A quarterback needs to look like, though. Tom is what a quarterback needs to look like.
Well, let's see what a quarterback needs to look like, because, Aaron, we actually have a picture of Aaron Murray from his days at the Combine, Brum. If we can go ahead and we can compare and contrast a little Levis to Murray here and see if Aaron Murray was too jacked in his playing days. Aaron, is there anything to be said for look good, feel good, play good? Because if I looked like Will Levis, I'd be walking around very cocky.
See, like that's a good level of not too jacked, but tone. Like you want to be tone, not, you know, like you're a CrossFitter. Like that's the balance.
Right now we're looking at Aaron.
A damn good looking tattoo.
This photo than Will Levis's is.
What's
is
that?
Bigger?
What's bigger?
Your midsection.
No, they look pretty similar to me, dude. Y'all do look actually pretty similar. Like I feel you that his shoulders look tighter, certainly when you look at his shoulder definition, but it's not so far off. Your traps are kind of popping in this pick, dude. I got to give you massive credit.
I was a little too also, big. But I was also young and stupid too. Like I remember in high school, I thought I was so cool because like I was benching, like I was actually pretty strong. Like my freshman year of college, I was benching like 325. Like I was working out with the linebackers. And like I got to the point where, and this was like after my career, I was like, why the hell was I doing that? Like there is no point of creating all that muscle between your pec and the front of your shoulders. You need to be able to rotate back. I hate going into anatomy things, but that's just the way it is. Like you need to be able to good posture. If anything, work more on your back and overdevelop your back. I always tell quarterbacks, you need to do 2-to-1. So for every chest exercise you do, you need to do 2 exercises for your back because you need to be able to rotate, once again, that external rotation backwards.
Okay.
So if you're like this, you can't, you need to be here. You know what I'm saying, T?
Now, I understand what you're saying. And like, I very famously remember the storyline of Brady Quinn is too jacked. Because everybody thought Brady Quinn looked cool as hell, and he had the old commercials, you know, where he drank the protein. He's like, now I'm done. And then they were like, yeah, bro, you need to get out the weight room. So I'll be interested to see if Will
have
Levis
can. Have you guys
ever
met Brady Quinn?
No, yes. I have
can
not.
Can we see T-Bob's
we're
picture?
Can we get my
combine picture?
Aaron, can you have your boy stall for 2 seconds, please?
Okay.
But yes, Brady Quinn still jacked.
Brady Quinn's like an objectively beautiful human being. I mean, so is Will Levis. Like to Aaron's point, I would love to hook up with Will Levis here. I don't know if I would love to draft him though. At this point, last thing I will give Will Levis credit for, Aaron, is that it is incredibly rare that in after picks you are paying in your before picks. Here, we'll revisit this in a second. So as you can see here, this is the ideal male body that we're looking for. This is a picture of me as the Kool-Aid man. And this is where I'm going to say, fuck you, Aaron. Fuck you, Brum, and all you idiots. Is that you all think this is real. My own mother saw this. What type of you think this is real? What
first
type
of all,
body?
First of all,
do you
I never said this was
real. Wait, this really isn't real?
I thought
this was real.
My own mother asked me if this is real. Do you know
it
what
looks
a sloppy
too good
body
not to be
is?
Real?
No, look it does not. It's obviously the most obviously photoshopped thing I've ever seen.
Dude, I don't know. It looks pretty good. You should own it. Like, yeah, like I had a dark side of my life. And now look at your boy now.
What pisses me off is the side boob that the arms rest on. I have never had that much side boob where I couldn't touch my arms to my side because it's just overflowing. But even my own mother, the woman who birthed me, one time asked me if this is a real picture or not. So y'all all have given me horrible body dysmorphia and horrible body issues.
Aaron,
and I hope you're all very happy with yourself.
Look how fat the arms are.
That's what I'm saying. There's like not a muscle.
He
on
played
his body,
center.
Dude.
You act like T-Bob was like some small guy. He played center in the SEC. There has to be a level of, you know, some chunkiness to him in order to protect the quarterback.
Here's the counter to that, Aaron. He played center in the SEC, so he could obviously not have been that chunky.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Brum. At least we have one intelligent person.
I never said that was real. I want that on the record.
To be real.
Everybody, but you're not. The thing is, Aaron, you're actually in great company. It's not just my mom. Like, everybody thinks that picture is real. I'm like, what do y'all like? Am I not seeing the same thing that y'all see now? I'm like questioning myself. I'm feeling all self-conscious. Blake Walsh's D1 center has to be strong. You're right about that. I was pretty strong back in the day. You should be able to bench 445 pounds. It's like my greatest claim to fame. Ooh. Yeah, I know. But I never looked like Will Levis. Oh, this is about Levis, though.
But were you impressed? So I want to get this from an offensive lineman perspective.
Yeah.
Are you impressed with the quarterback that can go out there and say like rep 225 20 times? Like you're like, oh damn, my quarterback's strong as hell. Like, does that really matter?
No, not at all, not at all. The coolest thing.
But did you guys think of us like less of a man because we're doing like specific workouts that aren't like getting bulky and strong? Like, did the other guys understand that? Okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know how tailored the workouts were. I feel like the quarterbacks just did everything that we did back in the day, maybe just with lighter weights. Yeah, which is not smart. I mean, I agree with you. In fact, there's some really cool stories coming out about how the new strength coach at LSU does things, and it's vastly different than my own experience. But that might be a little too hyper-local for this show to want to get into. But I just need my quarterback to be able to throw the ball. I will say this. I love this picture of Will Levis because he looks like central casting for the Hollywood NFL quarterback, right? Like if you're casting a movie, you're not going to cast a professional athlete that looks like the Tom Brady body. I want that guy that looks like Will Levis. And if I'm sitting there watching the movie, I'll immediately believe that that dude's an animal without thinking too much about it. Last thing on Levis, it's rare in after pictures that you go paler than the before pictures, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's probably always seen the Alex Jones meme with his own before and after where it's no different. He just sucked in and got a tan. Like a tan helps immensely with muscle definition. So when you look at how tan he is.
Before the combine.
See that? There you go. That's what I'm saying. So when you look at how tan he is in December, and to be this much paler in March, but to look this much more shredded, if he was actually properly tanned and lit, he would look unbelievable. Like there would be even more abs somehow on that body. So shout out to Will Levis. Don't know if he's helping himself out or not, but he looks cool as hell. I mean, he does look like super badass. Who else looked pretty badass at his pro day today was Anthony Richardson. Brum, we have a ton of highlights. You can just kind of, I guess, roll these as you see fit, as Richardson was effortlessly just slinging deep balls around the field. I mean, at one point he hit the literal roof of the indoor, which, Aaron, is that an impressive move or not? And it's not like he threw it straight up in the air. Like, it wasn't like he was just like, watch me hit the roof. He was just throwing a bomb that happened to hit the roof.
Well, I think he had to, because I believe Will Levis and Bryce both hit.
Oh, so is that like the new quarterback flex?
It's like the new quarterback flex. Yeah, it's like the new quarterback flex. I would have been more impressed if he threw like an 80-yard pass that didn't hit the ceiling. Everything's
so fluid. Yeah, like he was right, because you managed to. Yeah, you okay? So you think he was purposely aiming at the ceiling there? Then
I do think he was purposely aiming at the ceiling, because I think all these other quarterbacks did it. You kind of had to do it at that point. But like I said, I think it would have been more of a flex if you threw like an 80-yard rocket that you didn't need to throw it that high in order for it to get there, which I think he's more than capable of doing. But I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, he looks fluid. He looks smooth. You know, the last throw where he launched it, then did a backflip afterwards, I'm like, my God, this kid's an absolute freak of an athlete. You know, I talked to Dan Mullen 2 weeks ago about him. You know, we're out there playing a little round of golfy golf golf. And
are you chilling with Dan? Are you chilling with Dan like that at this point? Y'all are just getting like semi-regular golfing with one another?
Not like semi-regular, but we play every now and then, like if I go to the lake. But anyway, so we're talking about AR, and he's like, listen, he's a freak. There's no doubt about it. He does things that like Tebow couldn't do, and this guy couldn't do. Like, he's by far the biggest thing. He just can't stay healthy. He's like, he's just never healthy. He said he wasn't healthy when I was there. He wasn't healthy this past year. There is an issue when people are like, whoa, he's that big. How the hell is he always hurt? Some guys just are. Like, I was with Carson in Philadelphia. Carson's 6'5", 240. Carson can never stay healthy either. So I think that, to me, that's a big concern. Obviously, him not playing a ton of football is a major concern. But when it comes to just what he's doing right there, he's the most – there's no question. He's the most talented quarterback in this draft. He has the best arm. Look at this right here. Bam. How stupid is that?
So if you're listening, Anthony Richardson pulls a little rollout, 50-yard bomb, dime on a rope, and then he hits a little jog into back handspring, into full layout backflip. I also saw another video from the combine where he does a standing tuck, and he's so athletic that he actually over-rotates it and ends up like landing on his butt. It is.
It's unbelievable.
So Aaron, I keep
I will say this,
back.
That Jordan logo looks pretty badass in the Florida indoor. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, look, Jordan equipment's cool. They just need their schools to do better. I guess now that Michigan's really good, like that's good for them. Yeah. But having the Jordan logo on there is cool. It's just that Florida and Michigan have been bad for a little bit now. I will say this, watching Pro Day today with Richardson, I understand now more of what you were talking about with the Hendon Hooker thing yesterday. Because, yeah, Hooker has better film. He has the size, the leadership, the wins, all this sort of stuff. But, again, like you said, if you're drafting in the top five, you want to get somebody that just feels extra normal, right? That just feels like a bit superhuman. And when you watch that video, when you watch his throws at Pro Day Day, he feels superhuman. Like you should not be able to do it. And it's like, I understand being confident in yourself as a coach where you're like, I don't give a shit how young he is. I don't give a shit what he's done up to this point. I know the game. I can teach him the game. And because he could take, we talked about a bit on AMP today, but like, if you look at one of the ways that Patrick Mahomes made such headway so early on in the NFL is that he can make throws that fight against how defensive players have spent their entire lives learning to defend, right? Like if the quarterback's on the opposite side of the field and he's rolling out away from me, I should have no threat of anybody getting behind me, you know, like 50 yards deep or something. So my whole life I've been adjusting my safety play based off of that. Well, what happens when Anthony Richardson can turn and just casually flick it right over the top of my head? Yeah. Well, that expands the field to such a great degree, then you're open up the running. Like, so you see this, and it's easy to get excited because you feel like, okay, that is a skill that, if nothing else, can translate immediately to the NFL.
100%. And to, I mean, you and I, you know, this kind of, I don't know why this just hit me now. I think as we were talking about a little bit about Trey Lance, and I was kind of comparing him to him before the show, you and I were just chatting about it. But there is also a sense of like, okay, this kid is by far the best athlete in this draft. I don't know why my hat's so high. He's by far the best athlete in this draft. There is a risk to drafting him, but the potential is there. And like we've talked about before, and you kind of alluded to there, like all these coaches think, give me the unfinished product. He's young. I will mold him into this, you know, all pro future Hall of Famer type athlete because he is that talented. And now, too, we talk about all the time with the way contracts are formulated now for rookies. It's not expensive. So, like, you want to take a chance on a young quarterback because then you can use all that extra money to build your roster around him. You can get extra receivers or guys on defense. You can really go all in and then hope you hit a home run with the quarterback. And all of a sudden, you got, like, what Philadelphia has. You got, like, what Cincinnati has with Joe Burrow, where you have all this money that goes other places because you're not having to pay your quarterback. The flip side of that is, if he doesn't hit Trey Lance and if Anthony Richardson doesn't hit, you don't feel like you wasted a ton of money. Yeah, you wasted a top five pick, which kind of sucks because you could have used it somewhere else. But financially, you're not saying in 3 years, like, damn, I'm paying this dude $25, $30 million and we can't go get another quarterback. You can't because of the rookie contracts. You can kind of say like, okay, it didn't work. We thought there was a chance. 3 years down, he's really not progressing. Let's move on. And financially, we're still in a good spot right now where we can go out there and get a free agent quarterback, pay him $30, $40 million. And salary cap wise, we're still in a good spot. So that's why they're more.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics, UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches' play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLab joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products or pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA for 21 and over adult consumers. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. They believed the market wanted tobacco alternative nicotine products that offered the best of both worlds. Bold flavor, full pouches. What are they made of? It's pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical grade nicotine. Most importantly, there's no tobacco leaf or stem. All proudly made right here in the USA. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out the store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Or apt to take a chance on a guy like Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So I feel like Richardson, though, overall, we would declare this a winning day for Anthony Richardson coming out of Pro Day.
I would say it's a huge winning day for him. But we knew it would be, though. Like, I say winning, but we also expected him to do that. Like, he looks good in shorts. Are you drafting off film or are you drafting off potential? And depends on the coach, depends on the personality.
Brum, there is a Josh Allen running video that I have linked in the YouTube as well. Aaron, have you ever seen Josh Allen run his 40 at the combine?
No.
You want to talk about, no, it's fucking awful. But he still ran like a 4.7. Like, you want to talk about a raw product as we talk about Anthony Richardson, right? And Josh Allen's kind of the ultimate example of you don't have to be good. You just have to have this physical skill set. Like, Josh Allen has the worst running form I've ever seen in my entire life, and he still managed to run a 4.7. Brum, whenever you have the video, you can go ahead with it. I still want to talk about Kirby Smart coming
after. But one thing that I will say this about Josh Allen, I'm looking
talk
up right
Kirby,
now.
I'm about to download this.
Okay, cool.
I want to stay on Josh Allen real quick in the comparisons for, you know, being so raw. Josh played. He played 2 years at Wyoming. He had an extra season at Wyoming. Like, to me, that I think Anthony would be ready after another season. Like, that's to me, that's the difference. Like, was he still raw? Yeah, but he also played 13 more games.
11 more games. He played 11 games in his last year. Josh Allen did from 14 to 11. And he threw for his Josh Allen had a better 2016 than we give him credit for, where he did throw for over 3,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 15 picks. It's the weird stat line.
A lot of picks, bad completion percentage.
Yeah, exactly. And then only threw for 1,800 yards in 2017. For whatever reason. All right, we'll get to the Allen video when we have it. For now, you know, on here on Snaps, we love coaches using the media as an avenue to snipe one another. We broke down Brian Kelly getting at Nick Saban after Saban's comments about scheduling. We broke down Nick Saban ruining Nate Oates and the Alabama basketball team. And now we have Saban and Kirby. Kirby not content with just being the new big dog, the defending back-to-back national champ, the unquestioned best in the sport, twisted the knife a little bit. Remember, here's Saban's original quote on the nine-game schedule in Alabama's three permanent opponents. Quote, "I've always been an advocate for playing more conference games, but if you play more games, then you have to get the three fixed opponents right. They're giving us Tennessee, Auburn, and LSU. I don't know how they come to that decision." Right, and he goes on to talk about how he doesn't think it's particularly fair. Here's what Kirby Smart had to say. Quote, "I have no thoughts on my permanent opponents. It's not my job to pick them. I'm not going to whine and cry. I'll take whoever they give us and try to beat them. I think that's the best way to handle it." I mean, my God, Aaron, are you going to sit here once again and tell me that that was just happy coincidence and that Kirby Smart meant nothing by it and definitely was not at all responding to Nick Saban's own comments?
First off, when it came to your coach there in LSU, Brian Kelly, I clearly said that, yes, he was throwing a jab at Nick Saban.
Yes.
Yes, this was. Just because I don't agree with you about Nick Saban throwing a jab at another coach at his university doesn't mean that like I disagree with every subtle jab that's ever thrown out there. Like, yes, this was clearly.
I didn't know if Mark Griffith told you that, isn't that the big Georgia beat writer? I don't know if Mark Griffith told you that Kirby meant nothing by it. A very valid, objective source
there. I actually spoke to Kirby myself, and Kirby said that there was nothing that directed at Nick Saban there. No, that was a direct shot at Nick Saban. We all know it. Everyone knows it. And who cares? Good for you, baby. Let's go. Like, Kirby is high on life, as he should be.
Yep.
He's the best coach in college football at the moment. Back-to-back national champ, has 4 and 5 stars out the wazoo. It's good to be Kirby. It is good to be Kirby Smart. So, people keep saying, well, of course he can say that because, you know, if you look at the way that things are supposed to be, you get Florida and Kentucky and Auburn, and Alabama gets Auburn, LSU, and Tennessee. Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. I was trying to make an excuse there, but that does suck for Alabama.
No, but whatever, dude. Whatever, dude. I still think like Kirby.
But you do have to still Kirby's play. At the point you where still he's have to play 6 more SEC teams. Year. Yeah, and you shouldn't either. Like, at the end of the day, if you recruit better and you coach better, just go out there and win the damn games. Like, expanded playoffs, we can make a million. Expanded playoff, you're Alabama. You have the brand. You have the coach. You're in the SEC. If you go 10-2, you're going to get in. You're going to get in. It's a moot point.
And look, Kirby set the tone to me after the Natty last year where he pulled the old LeBron and D-Wade, right? When they were like, not one, not two, not three. Kirby, after the game, you remember he counted one, he counted two, and then he immediately threw up the three, okay? So Kirby started the literal exact start of the next college football season. He already told you, right after winning a championship, I don't give a fuck. I'm not happy. We're coming for a third title in a row. So I take Kirby. I think there's one man that Kirby Smart is afraid of, and it's Ed Ogeron. And lucky for him, he no longer has to square up with Ed Ogeron. Why are you giving that look? Coach O beat the hell out of Kirby Smart every time they played.
Kirby should bring, Nick should bring Ed O on staff as an assistant.
Oh, you know, little lie.
Just to keep him. That would be a power move. Just to say, hey, we just need him just to beat Georgia. That's it. You know. His job is just going to stare at Coach, you know, Kirby Smart the entire game.
You want to talk about a way to sour the, you know, legend that you have built here in Louisiana? I actually went on a huge rant. I was in a big F Tennessee last night mode on one of my podcasts, and I went on a huge Butch Jones rant because, like, I went after Kevin Durant back in the day when he lost the Warriors and joined the Warriors. I think Butch Jones joining Alabama is an even bigger bitch move. I mean, this man left, and you say, oh, but T-Bob, he got fired, and you got a good offer from Saban. Don't take the offer, okay? Don't take the offer. I don't care, Butch Jones. You sat there. You went, crawling on your knees, hat in hand, ass in the air. You kissed Nick Saban's toes. You kissed his ring. You allowed him to give him some little analyst position. And then, in the ultimate sin, you smoked cigars in the locker room on the bodies of the very players that committed to play for you. And you never got to smoke those cigars because you could never win the game yourself when you were in Tennessee. Like, I think that's the softest move in SEC history, and we should make more fun of Butch.
I think it is especially soft. Like, going to Alabama and, like, going to the Saban rehab clinic is not – I understand that. But reveling against a win against Tennessee
– exactly.
When they were down mostly because of you is
– exactly.
Like, it's you know insane. Why Tennessee sucked? You, Butch.
My man started on the bottom. Now he's on the top. Don't hate on man for enjoying victory. How dare both of you ever? No. It was like when people were hating on Florida and Dan Mullen for celebrating a win versus a group of five team. It's like, you know what? I work hard. I'm gonna enjoy these victories. They're not easy to get done.
Aaron, that's apples and bowling balls, and you know it.
Screw both of you.
Yeah. Enjoy excellent, the excellent. Brum, you've been doing a political podcast lately. Is that what you in the politics realm call a straw man argument?
Yeah, I call that a false equivalency, but it's
yes, that's what it is. So you're right. No, that's what it is. It's a false equivalency. In no way the same. Every corpse that Butch Jones was celebrated by smoking the cigar in that room were the corpses of the very young men who had committed to playing for him.
You don't think there's any ill will of Ed O, who just won a national championship a couple years before, towards LSU, where he wouldn't say, I don't really give a damn about LSU. You gave me my money, but you fired me. After 2 years, I'm going to Alabama.
Hell no. First off, I don't know. I don't think that man wants to get back into coaching.
You think that there's like, I agree with that, but like, I still don't think that there's this like love affair of him towards LSU though. I mean, I would be kind of,
I think there's probably some natural salt, but again, I think that 17 milli not to work goes a long way towards easing those wounds. I mean, you saw the old clip from the Arkansas Touchdown Club. Did we ever play on this show? Hey, which door do you need me to leave? Hell yeah, dude. Like, that's, again, it's like we talked about with Dan Mullen. That's what a normal person does in that situation. Somebody offers you $17 million, you put your pride to the side, you say, okay, I guess you're right, and then you go and you be fucking happy. And you buy houses in multiple states, and
you think Jimbo was kind of saying, like, I'll take the buyout and run? Do you think he's a sane enough person to say, I'll take $80 million and stop coaching?
I mean, or do you think surely after the 24/7 toxicity of Texas A&M, he is ready to do that.
If he wanted to do it, he would have had his agent go to the people and say, I'll take 40. See ya.
I guess that's true.
You have your agent negotiate like it's like these NBA players who suck. Who like get big deals and stuff? You negotiate like some sort of halfway buyout if you're actually done, and it's still more money than you could ever possibly spend.
Brum, do you have the Josh Allen running form?
I do not. Or it is not downloading for me, so I put it in the clip in the YouTube chat.
All right, yeah, not a big deal. Then we don't have to do it. Do you have the picture of the NFL coaches?
Hold on, stand by.
Okay. Aaron,
this is phenomenal.
Aaron, so we have pictures from the NFL coaches meeting. There's a very funny clip of Travis Kelce trying to name all the NFL coaches. I think he gets about 66% of them. Can't name like a big grouping of the guys, right? I noticed on my show the other day, I can't even name LSU football players. Like, I had no idea what John Emery looks like. Now, you work with these players really closely, so I imagine you could probably name the Georgia roster. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be very intrigued to see how many of these NFL coaches you can end up getting. Oh, we're putting
in the correct. I don't watch NFL. Yeah.
I don't care. That's the point of the game. I want to see who you think is who. And if you
I
know,
don't, I could name maybe people. Three of them. I can name three of them. I'll tell you right now.
No way. No way it's going to be
that. I don't watch the NFL. I do not watch the NFL.
Okay.
Right here. I can tell you what – I can go through and tell you
Aaron, hold on. I'm working on this for you. Stand by.
I can tell you who everyone coaches for, but I do not know their names.
Okay. Well, we will also take – because even in the video, Kelce actually does a lot of that. Just naming the teams that they coach. All right. Let's start in the back row. Back left, who's that in the pink polo right there?
I have no idea who that is.
That's Brandon
Staley. That's an Arizona coach. Yes,
no, Arizona coach. That's the Chargers coach. Who is that next to him? He's a hero in his with his fan base.
Dabo? Right now. He's got a bald head. Dabo? Is that Dabo?
Brian Daboll. Close. We will count it.
Daboll.
Brian Daboll, Daboll, former Alabama, now
Shanahan.
Yep. There's Shanahan.
Shanahan. Who's the little swole guy next to him? I have no idea who that is.
I gotta be honest, I don't know who that is either. I think we're both striking out here. That's Kyle Shanahan next to him. Brum, do you know who that kind of short, stocky guy is?
Sorry, my audio is far away from me negotiating pictures. I mean, let's go through this. We have – this is great radio, by the way.
Yeah, it's excellent. Who cares? I don't give a fuck. It's Thursday. It's the end of the week.
I'm real – because obviously you have the Shawns right there towards the end of the right side.
Whoa. Careful. Don't give Aaron any easy answers. Just stick on the back row.
We're in the back row. We're looking for
back row button-up blue. Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, complete strikeout from Team Snaps. I know the next guy. Do you know who the tall guy next to him is, Aaron? Nope. You should know this. That's Arthur fucking Smith.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Falcons head coach. Yeah, you're in the city that you live.
What's Falcons football.
Any Who's next Falcons to Arthur football? Smith?
I can't tell. No idea.
That's Mike Tomlin.
It's Mike Tomlin.
Who is next to Mike Tomlin?
That's just a crappy picture. I know who Mike Tomlin is.
To be fair, Brum has a pretty shitty picture here.
It's very tough in this scenario. I mean, next to him is D'Amico Ryans.
Is that the Houston's head coach?
No, that's not D'Amico. Is that D'Amico Ryans? I thought it was Todd Bowles.
Let me show you
what's that, Todd Bowles.
Do you know who's next to D'Amico
Detroit head coach?
Yeah, okay. Dan Campbell. Okay, there we go. I have no clue on earth who that is next to Dan Campbell.
He looks like he's 15 years old.
I just have no idea. I know that's Robert Saleh of the New York Jets next to him.
Yeah, I know Jets next
is
to
that,
him.
So a name that I heard a lot through the offseason, is that Shane Steichen? I think one of them is Shane Steichen. I'm not entirely sure which one
is the one to the right of the Jets coach.
That's Kevin.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Who's he?
That's the Vikings head coach.
The Vikings head coach. Yeah. Okay. Keep going, Brum. Keep going. We don't have to belabor the ones we don't know. Keep going. Get to the edge. Aaron's head is blocking a couple. Okay.
That is Todd Bowles right here.
Oh, there's Bowles on the edge. You're right. Who's next to Todd Bowles?
Doug Peterson.
Yeah, there we go.
There's Cincinnati's head coach.
Zach Taylor, Cincinnati's head coach. Do you know Zach who Taylor. This other guy is? Last guy in the back row next to
Mike McCarthy looks so pissed off. I have no idea who's next to Mike McCarthy.
Jason Kelsey on the New Heights podcast called Mike McCarthy Matt Foley, which I thought was pretty fucking fantastic. Mike McCarthy looks so unhappy with himself. And, I mean, how could you not? It's not a good look. You never want to be the big guy on the edge of the picture either. It tends to kind of stretch you out a little bit. I love Doug Peterson's look. He just looks like a happy suburban dad
that you're about
to go play golf with. I have no idea who the blaze in the back is. Next to Mike McCarthy, is that Jonathan Gannon?
I believe that is Jonathan Gannon, yes.
Okay, who's next to him, Aaron Murray? In the white he's
Miami's head coach.
Cardinals head coach. Yep, that's Mike McDaniel. There we go. Who's next to him?
I have no idea.
I know who that is.
That is is that Frank Reich?
That's Kevin Stefanski.
Shit!
No, it's not Frank Reich.
Who's next to Kevin Stefanski?
Pete Carroll.
There we go.
Pete Carroll. Yep.
Keep going. Brum, scroll over a little bit so we can see the rest of the picture. Keep it up, Brum. Come on. We're going to have to replace you with Danny Cardenas for all live video production.
Hardball, Reed.
Andy, your boy.
Carolina, your boy.
Come on, you got to know Riverboat's name. Riverboat Ron Rivera.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Sean Payton.
Yep. McVay.
Sean McVay.
Yep. Green Bay.
Matt LaFleur.
I'm just shitty with names. Matt LaFleur. I'm so bad with names. No, where's Frank Wright at? Where is Frank Wright?
He's one of
There's
the white guys.
There's a couple of them who aren't there.
Yeah, so. Frank's not there.
Who is next to who is next to Matt LaFleur?
That's Josh McDaniels, correct?
No, that is not Josh McDaniels.
No, that's definitely not Josh McDaniels.
God damn it, guys. It's Dennis Allen.
Oh, yeah.
How could you not know the NFL's premier coach, New Orleans Saints coach, Dennis Allen? And then, obviously, there's old boy from Buffalo there. Wait, go back, though, to Dennis Allen real quick, Brum, because to me, he looks like the fringe guy that wants to get in on the Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur friend group, right? Like, McVay and LaFleur look like the cool guys. They're out there pulling. And Allen, like, tries to dress the same. He kind of tries to hang out with him. And maybe every now and then he sneaks into the group, but they're not really friends with him at the end of the day. Like, he's kind of elbowed his way in. And maybe he's, like, really rich, or maybe he got his license first or something, so there's some reasons to hang out with him. But poor Dennis Allen just feels so incredibly nerdy.
And all the cool kids are in the first.
Always. Always in the second Uber. There was team snaps. Trying to name all of the NFL coaches. I apologize to everyone listening on podcasts.
Swing and a whiff, yeah.
How many did Aaron Monday. Get? About half? Better.
I got half a team.
I'll give them half.
Yeah, about 50%. Okay, there you go. That's why we are the premier
dude. I don't watch any
podcast.
Rarely watch NFL.
Are we dumb? Was the stocky guy Josh McDaniels?
I always get them confused.
He does have a little potato sort of feel to him. All right. That'll do it for today's snaps. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Enjoy thinking about Will Levis and that body over the weekend, or you can think about Anthony Richardson and those throws over the weekend. Coming up on Monday's snaps, we'll recap all the pro days, all the weekend latest. We'll make fun of Tennessee for losing to LSU in baseball this weekend. That's going to be very fun starting tonight. Aaron, anything to say on the way out here?
No. Happy Final Four weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Game's going tonight. Is that right? Are they tonight?
Yeah. No, tomorrow.
Saturday.
Saturday. You're right. Women's starts almost tomorrow. Saturday. Men's starts on Saturday. And happy opening day to all those who celebrate. I know for the MLB boys, a lot of Braves fans, probably especially in our listening audience. Happy Braves Day. I hope you all have a wonderful day. We love you. Thank you to FanDuel for having us here. YouTube.com/TheVolume is where you can check us out live every day. If you just Google Snaps Podcast there, if you want to help the show, you can rate it and review it. That always helps. Thank you so much. And thank you to Colin Coward and everybody else for having us here, to Ryan Brumley, Paul Farrington, Pat Gunner, Danny Cardenas, Adam Gracia, Aaron Murray. We love you. Thank you to everyone hanging out in the chat with us every day. And we will see you on Monday on the next episode of Snaps.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.